Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ray Keating is our guest, our good friend, longtime, more than 15-year member of our Brain Trust, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org is their website. He's the author of many books, including, and some of them are leather-bound, by the way, including Chuck versus the Business World, and he's our good friend, Ray Keating. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. And also the Stephen Grant series of novels, right?
Right. The latest one in that series is just out, The River, a Pastor Stephen Grant novel.
Pastor Stephen Grant. That's what I meant to say.
Yep. And on the other end, the nonfiction end, the latest nonfiction is Unleashing Small Business Through IP.
There you go. I'm sorry I didn't say that. For some reason, that one didn't make it into the studio, but I do know that it's around. So thank you for reminding me. Okay, so... Let me give you a little research here, Ray, before we get started. This week, I thought it'd be appropriate in light of the fact that we're coming up on the 4th of July. Here's a poll question we ask our audience this week. As we celebrate Independence Day in America, what do you think the founders would say about President Obama's stewardship of the Constitution?
Wow, what was the response on that?
63% said he's created a constitutional crisis. 63% said he has created a constitutional crisis. 23% more said he's exerted executive powers beyond any other president. 86% are in those two categories.
Yeah, hard to argue with that, I think.
Well, but I thought that would be a good piece of research to support what we're going to talk about today, which is the fact that when it comes to our nine favorite friends over at the Supreme Court, Mr. Obama's having a rough month, isn't he?
Yeah, actually, I wrote a piece on SBE Council's website, SBECouncil.org, about this issue, and I just touched on, you know, I didn't go deeply into each of the four cases, but the bottom line on four cases issued at the decisions issued at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly it. The Supreme Court basically slapped them down.
I think it's basically a repudiation of his behavior. For example, let's talk about the NLRB, National Labor Relations Board. Now, this sounds like in the weeds politics, but it's important. Go ahead, Ray. Tell us about that one.
Well, sure. Well, the National Labor Relations Board obviously is important for the business community in terms of how they regulate a whole host of things in
right.
terms of unions and so on. But what he did was, back in 2012, he made three recess appointments, and he put in two Democratic union lawyers and a Republican. And the point was that it was purely politics. The union lawyers never would have gotten approval, so the president decided to do this in a political way and appoint these individuals. The problem was that the Senate actually said we were still in session, that they were still mm-hmm. in session. The president said, no, you're not in session. And it went to the Supreme Court. And actually, think about this. I mean, this court is deeply divided, right? Most of
yep.
the decisions are 5-4.
Four and a half.
Kennedy's
the split the baby judge.
Exactly. But here's a case where it was 9-0 decision against the president.
Nine, folks, unanimous.
Including the
four completely left-leaning, three at least, completely out of control left-leaning justices, as there are conservative out of control on the other side. But 9-0 the ruling, I'm trying to remember, Breyer, I think it was, said the Senate is in session when they say they're in session.
Right, and you know, that's the bottom line.
That was hilarious, wasn't it?
Yeah, right, exactly. So, you know, the court itself did have some disagreements in terms of how the their decisions were worded, so they weren't, they were 9-0 saying that these appointments were unlawful. They got into a little bit of a debate, and I think it's a worthwhile debate about, you know, whether, again, the Supreme Court should be setting the criteria of when the Senate is in session.
The bottom line point
is that they came down hard. And
but here's the small business lesson in this, Ray. Those appointments impacted decisions around Boeing in South Carolina.
Oh, absolutely, right.
And Boeing's Dreamliner plant was put on hold for a while because of this, and 2,000 small businesses in South Carolina had their business delayed that would have been contractors to that plant. That's how these decisions impact us, you know, out here on Main Street, Ray.
Absolutely correct, Jim. Spot on. Yep.
I want to make sure that we got that in there, folks. When I tell you that Supreme Court's decisions and President Obama's behavior impact us out here on Main Street. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.